This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The CDC and Fox News are pushing a malicious lie about the spread of measles in the United States. Of course, they're all blaming anti-vaxxers. This is the convenient scapegoating of a failed vaccine that was approved under conditions of scientific and medical fraud. And when the vaccine doesn't work, instead of admitting that their vaccine is at fault, they blame anti-vaxxers, which is a way of pushing more vaccine sales. To say, gosh, if only more people were vaccinated, we would end this epidemic very quickly. But it's a lie. And even the vaccine advocates admit that their vaccine is only, I mean, this is what they say, 93 to 97% effective. Of course, that's a lie. But let's assume for a moment that that's the truth. It still means that, you know, maybe 3%, maybe 5%, maybe 7% of the population that gets the vaccine is still not immunized against the measles. And this is why the Associated Press is now reporting that up to 10% of the current cases of measles in the United States are occurring among people who were already vaccinated against the measles. That's just proof that the measles vaccine does not offer the protection that we're being told it offers. In fact, the vaccine is faulty. So we have a faulty product. Now, if vaccine manufacturers, if they were car manufacturers and they had a faulty car, they would recall the car. And consumers would be able to sue them for making faulty cars, you know, cars that got people killed, let's say. Faulty brakes or faulty airbags or maybe gas tanks that blow up like the old Ford Pintos. But in this case, the vaccine manufacturers, instead of recalling their faulty product, instead of admitting the fraudulent science that they used to get it approved in the first place, they found a convenient scapegoat. Oh, it's the anti-vaxxers. That would be like if Ford made faulty Pintos that blew up, they would just blame anti-Ford people. They would claim that there are terrorists running around blowing up Ford Pintos because they hate Ford, even though it's Ford's problem. Well, the vaccine industry uses the same twisted logic. They say it's just anti-vaccine people, that their products work great. And yet, we've published this before, the False Claims Act filed by the virologists who worked for Merck, which is the largest vaccine manufacturer in terms of supplying vaccines to the United States and most of the Western world, by the way. Well, Merck management, according to the False Claims Act, ordered these virologists to spike the human subject blood samples with animal antibodies in order to trick the FDA into thinking that the vaccine worked, when in fact it did not work. So they use wildly fraudulent science to get the FDA to approve their vaccine based on a completely false premise. So it's a faulty product that doesn't work. And when they put it out there into the wild and people are getting this vaccine and they're still getting the measles, who do they blame? The anti-vaxxers. So this is Fox News now, which is increasingly just, you know, an establishment globalist propaganda rag, pushing the CDC's malicious lies, saying that all measles infections are due to anti-vaxxers. It's nonsense. And here's what they're not telling you, the even bigger part of the story. Where is measles coming into America? I mean, who's bringing it in? It turns out it's the illegal immigrants who are bringing it in because they're not having health checks. They're walking across the border. They're sneaking into the country illegally, of course. And then because Border Patrol doesn't have the resources and we don't have a wall built, we don't have the ability to turn these people around and send them back home. These people are being transported by the U.S. government and deposited in cities across America. So you're taking basically measles-infested illegal immigrants, or foreign nationals is a better way to say it, and you are depositing them in U.S. cities where their measles spreads. And then they're blaming unvaccinated Americans instead of blaming the illegals who are carrying these infectious diseases into the United States. And it really, the more you look at this operation, it looks like a deliberate biological invasion, almost like a bioweapons program to deposit infectious diseases in key cities and states across America, and then create a false, really a false flag narrative to blame Americans, when the problem is actually open borders, illegal immigration, lack of proper health screening, just a lack of the rule of law at the border, where we should turn away people. You know, people who are open borders advocates, they talk about how America was built by immigrants. Well, they forget that, you know, hundreds of years ago, when immigrants were getting off the boat in New York City, if they had an infectious disease, they would be put back on the boat and sent back to Europe or wherever they came from. Infectious disease migrants were not allowed into the United States back then. And even when you were allowed in, you were scrubbed down with Lysol and other chemicals to try to get rid of, you know, head lice and all the different infestations that would affect immigrants of the day. Those conditions were not as clean then as they are now. And yet, even now, the border has no health screening, virtually none. There might be some very minor services, but virtually no health screening in place whatsoever. And what that means is that you've got disease-infested migrants carrying in tuberculosis, carrying in HIV and AIDS. They're carrying in not only measles, but various strains of influenza and smallpox and other mysterious diseases that haven't even been identified yet. And as they spread across America, Fox News and the CDC says, oh, it's the anti-vaxxers. They're the problem here. We have to have mandatory vaccines, they say. Then everything will be fine. Well, guess what? Even if you have mandatory vaccines and everybody's vaccinated, you're still going to get these measles outbreaks. You know why? Because the vaccine doesn't work, number one, and you're bringing in new measles cases in the migrants every day. It's like 100,000 a month right now that are coming into the United States. And out of that 100,000, who knows? It's probably several thousand who are infected with measles. So spreading measles, it's like a biological weapons attack. Of course, the CDC is just a bunch of liars. They can't tell the truth about any of this because they're beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. And Fox News, same way. Fox News gets a lot of its revenues from Big Pharma, just like New York Times, just like CNN. It's all Big Pharma money buying off these fake news media outlets to spread lies and propaganda and to demonize the people who are actually engaged in real journalism by asking legitimate questions about vaccines, such as, hey, why did Merck employees file a False Claims Act saying they were ordered to fake the science? And why doesn't the vaccine work on everybody? And why do some people become autistic off certain vaccines? Why do you have toxic aluminum adjuvants and squalene and other toxic chemicals in vaccines? Why are there aborted human fetal tissue cell lines, such as WI38 and MRC5, used in vaccines? And why does the CDC lie and say that there aren't aborted human fetal tissue in the vaccines, when their own documents admit that there are? They're just gaslighting you. They're just lying to your face and hoping that the American people are too stupid to learn the truth or even just read the CDC's own documents, the PDFs on their website, that openly admit vaccines contain these toxic ingredients. It's incredible. Gaslighting, folks. That's what it is. But they're going to continue to blame the anti-vaxxers because they have to demand absolute obedience to vaccines. That's their game. And if you resist, then you will be demonized, you will be blamed, and eventually you'll be injected at gunpoint. You might even be arrested. That's where it's headed. Read my website, vaccines.news, to stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.
www.fordpinto.com.